It is the Big Z Morning Show. Every Wednesday morning, we shine the light on what's going on downtown. Need a little light out there with some clouds, but we like to spotlight what's going on downtown with new businesses, new people being involved in the growth of Alt Main Street and beyond. Sarah McGibney's here, of course, Executive Director from the Alt Main Street office. Welcome back.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Who'd you bring along today?
Yeah, today I brought Adam Marburger. He's just moved his business into the old Miller's Mutual building, what we're now calling the 111 building, and I wanted to bring him on so he could tell you all about what he offers at Ascent Dealer Services.
Adam, welcome to the Big Z. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your business. What do you do?
So what we do is we provide car dealers, RV dealers, and power sports dealers with the insurance products that the retail customer buys after they purchase something.
Okay.
So, for instance, we're right down the road with Coleman's Country Campers with Brian and Matt down there. We serve them, and we are super, super excited to be here in Alton.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
We've been doing this since 2017.
Okay. Yeah. And it's explain how that works then for the consumer. Is it more for the business than it is for the consumer or both?
Well, we provide the retail consumer product protection. So, for instance, you go into a car dealership and you buy a car. You go into the business office and you kind of pay for it, do a loan or pay cash or however you're paying for it. You can purchase enhancements on warranties, insurance products. Those are the products that I provide dealers.
Gotcha.
So the end user is the retail customer.
Right. But they're able to offer it through their business.
Amen. Yes.
That way too.
Yes.
How did you get into this type of work? It's very specific.
Yes. Accident. Well, I was in the retail automotive industry for about 2 decades down in Wood River at Auto Centers Nissan. Retired there in 2017, went out on my own. I had a vision of helping dealers grow like we did there all over the country. So we're literally all over the country now.
You're too young to retire.
Well,
you got to be.
Well, some say that, but no, I started at a very young age. I got into the auto industry at 18.
Okay.
So right out of high school.
Yeah.
Right out of high school.
Yeah. So it sounds like you have a passion for it. Obviously, you've done it on one side, and now you're doing it differently than you did before.
Passion would be an understatement. I'm a psychopath for what I do.
Oh, well, okay. All right. And you're in the 111 building. That's a unique building because it is attracting, as Sarah's talked about this before, so many different types of businesses.
Yes, I will tell you, the second I walked in there when Todd Adamidis gave me the tour, I knew, like my gut said, this is the building. I looked at a lot of different spaces, but this is kind of an upscale business. And so when I walked into that building, I was like, wow, we fit right in here, and we are so grateful to be there.
Yeah. Talk about being involved and getting out and doing things like this, being involved with Main Street. Why is that important to what you do? Because your customers are more auto-focused, but you branching out a little bit beyond that.
So I'll say this. I love this community. Really, I want to do as much as I can in this community. I own a martial arts academy. I own a couple real estate businesses here locally. I love Alton. I get to travel all over the country, and I tell people, like, when I land at Lambert Field and I drive across the Clark Bridge and I see my little river town, I get really excited. So I want to really plug into this community and do as much as I possibly can in this community.
And you can see your office building, too, from the bridge, too.
Yes, I absolutely can. I've been pointing that out over the last couple months. Like, there we are.
There you are.
Yeah.
Sarah, this is, again, a unique type of business for downtown, but, again, as you've been saying since you've been in this job, it's more than the events and more than the retail and bars and restaurants. It's the business people that find the right space downtown that then can give back.
Oh, absolutely. That is a huge indicator that your downtown is really on the upswing, is when all the upper floors of all the buildings start getting filled up as well. That's more foot traffic on the street. That's more customers for our restaurants when people go out to lunch or take customers to dinner, things like that. So, you know, all signs are pointing to downtown Alton is absolutely, you know, completely on the rebound. And this is another wonderful shining example of proof is that now we are filling, you know, high-end office space, and the Miller's building is almost full. It's great.
That's great. Certainly good. Adam, if people out there listening, I know a lot of the auto folks that do listen here probably have heard of you or met you before, but if not, if you'd like to throw out your phone number, how do they contact you?
Yeah, you can just find me. If you just go on the web and Google Adam Marburger, you're going to find all of my stuff automotive related, RV related. I'm pretty easy to find.
Okay.
So
if not, he's probably running down the street saying, hey,
I'm all over the place. Hey, you can find me on social media pretty easy.
There you go. Well, nice to meet you. Congratulations on the success and welcome to downtown.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Good to see you. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks for having us.
As always, we continue and talk more about Alt Main Street every Wednesday morning here at the Big Z, 823. Stick around. We'll check that wintry weather forecast coming up.
Downtown, when you've got worries.